Welcome back to Sports Day. You're here for Red Energy, Cairnsar's most trusted energy retailer, and for Wilson Homes. You can enjoy the Tassie summer in your brand new Wilson home. It was the summer of tennis that kicked off today at Melbourne Park. Not as many there as you would like.
But how many were there at the start, do you reckon, Scoop?
Not many.
What, 10, 5, 20?
Are you talking about inside the entire precinct or just
yeah,
one over?
Inside the entire precinct.
10?
10,000.
Maybe.
What's it hold? It's about 120, is it?
Well, I reckon if you go back through the record books, TA would tell you that day and night session combined for day one would be over 100,000.
Yep.
But, Jared, as you were one of the first people 3 years ago to point this out with the footy, once crowds start hearing about less capacity,
yep,
it turns them off. So you yell 50% at someone, Jared, all the people that were sitting on the fence go, yep, oh, no, too hard, because I won't get in or I won't sit with my mates. So 50% very quickly turns into 30%. That's just my view.
Well, when I saw Alexander Vukic,
gee, it wasn't that a match.
That crowd there seemed pretty solid. In fact, I was wondering.
Court 3, yeah, it was packed. That's
true. I was wondering
true.
Why there wasn't a little bit more social distancing. It doesn't quite make sense that you have a 50% capacity, but you cram everybody into one, and the mask rule is a nonsense because most people have it down under their nose.
Yeah, I got told off for not wearing a mask today. Outside, yeah, walking in between studios. I think I have to check with Tennis Australia. I think the rule actually was, Jared, 50% capacity of the matches that hadn't been sold.
Right.
So,
okay,
they might have let more than 50% into court 3 because it was too late to refund people's tickets.
Okay.
But I have to check
so
that.
So it's all right to get it in the first round, but no good to get it in the second. Let's move on because we've got a very serious issue to address with Peter Johnson. This has been going for...
Have you paid me my bet yet?
Probably about 7 weeks since the day that you said and challenged Jono that Serbian wouldn't be playing.
He's never going to play.
The question is, will Jono fess up?
Yeah, good point.
And will Todd Woodbridge come to the party with the bottle of wine that you had on it? Welcome to you, Jono. Happy All-Australian, what do we call it, Australian Open Day.
Hey, Jared. Hey, Sam. Good to talk to you both.
I've never seen a bloke lose a bet so with such a small margin. We are talking in nose hair. We're talking in nostril hair.
Does it matter what the margin is?
Not really.
Right.
No, not at all.
Just checking.
Just makes it all. It's the old John Elliott. What's better than being... Collingwood by 15 goals, beating them by one point.
I want to get the judge's verdict on what it is to, in terms of actually Melbourne in actually competing, because he actually got in the draw. He came to Melbourne, hit on Rod Laver Arena, picks up lucky loser prize money for not playing. Gee, it's close, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I agree. It's close, Jono. You were very close. No question about close, but unfortunately...
I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, okay. Unfortunately.
Collingwood got pretty close to a few more premierships as well. They've just lost grand finals. I don't think they can.
Let's get stuck into it, though, Jono. Things need to change at Tennis Australia, surely, after what's been a debacle.
Jeez.
Gee, Jared, that's a... look, it's been obviously just such a heavy 2 weeks, something like I've never seen before. And look, I think what is amazing now, and I'm... just being around here today, it sort of has. People have moved on a little bit. I think it's sort of like the play has begun. You mentioned before, about the crowd numbers and the vibe around here. I'm on site at the moment, and I'd say there's about 10,000 people outside. But the match courts are pretty lean. But the court 3, which you can get on, and Tokonakis will be playing shortly, but that's pretty full. But I think there's so many stories emerging that I think we can put it behind us
Well, we can put temporarily, and that's what I said at the start. But I had a look at the board structure today, Jono. Jane Herdlicker is the chairman. She's the CEO of Virgin. I'm trying to keep their flights in the air. And there's two other people who work for the same company as Jane Herdlicker also on the board now. That, to me, doesn't make sense. From a balance perspective, from a opinions coming from all sorts of areas, I don't think you should have people who are under a CEO on a board. It doesn't make any sense to me in another life.
Well, I'm not sure of all the... look, what I think I have always felt with the Tennis Australia board is it needed a stronger sort of real tennis international flavour. I get we're a big corporation...
but there's nobody, there's not one person there with international tennis experience.
No, well, I guess that's what I'm agreeing with you, Jared. I do think that's an important ingredient. When you're functioning in a global sphere, and let's face it, the major revenue source is reliant on your understanding and your relationship with the international tour, with internationals. It's imperative that you there's a huge amount of tennis knowledge on that board, and I also think at the same with the player development side, I think it just helps some of the decision making if it has a particular skill set that's really strong on the tennis. I get that you need every other component, but I think when I look at the board on face value, that's for me that's the missing piece.
Jono, we will move on and address these issues with you very secretly and privately, and then ambush you again as the weeks go on.
Perfect.
You like that strategy?
I like it. Yeah.
But can we ask you about today's surprise winner, Alexander Vukic? You actually told me, I think a week ago, don't be surprised if he wins a couple of games.
Got some weapons.
We don't know him because he went through the American college system, but got some game.
He has, and that was a big win today. Lloyd Harris he beat, who's a really tall South African guy who was seeded, and now plays Rado Albot from Moldova. And look, he's a gritty competitor, but it's certainly pretty open for him. And look, that was what I really have enjoyed today is that match with him on court three. Like, you heard the, you know, a bit of the Aussie, 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 and the crowd actually erupted at the end. And you know, I think there's been flickers of that with it's a fairly sparse crowd, but you can just feel the shoots there. And that was almost the highlight of the day for me so far.
Mm. It was definitely the highlight of the day. I mean, you know, with everything going on and obviously the Novak situation 24 hours earlier, and we're all waiting to see Thanasi Kokkinakis. But geez, he's got some power, young Vukic, Jared. And Sydney sider, you know, as you said, he's come through the college system, so we don't know heaps about him. Like the guy he beat, he's a very good player.
Yeah, I was disappointed in the guy he beat. I thought he lacked a little bit when the game was there to be won.
He looked down on energy for me.
He did.
Just couldn't get to that.
Well, you don't know who's had COVID, do you?
No, you don't, and you don't know about
it. And that's why I made the comment I did at the top of the program, John. About Rafa.
Yep.
I reckon the cocky is a really good chance to win.
Do you actually think that?
To win against Rafa. And I think if you beat Rafa, given how hard a preparation he's had and how poor a preparation most have had, I reckon he's a genuine chance to go second week. It's probably a stretch to say he can win it, but you just wouldn't know, Jono.
Well, for Tanasi, look, there's definitely the game and watching him play those last couple of matches in Adelaide. I mean, he can play with anyone. Look, he's beaten Federer a few years ago. He's had this stop-start career the last few years, but there's been no question he can play. My only worry, he can certainly take it to Rafa. I think the worry is he played Saturday night pretty late, coming off a big high, travels yesterday, plays tonight, plays a qualifier, so he's got to get through that. But I'm just worried about the workload because he's played a lot of matches the last 2 weeks. But, gee, he's ready and he will absolutely eat this atmosphere up tonight, I think. It's all set actually quite long. I'm actually looking near the court three and really long lines, all waiting to get in, really, to watch him play next. And, yeah, look, he's good enough. His game is good enough to absolutely worry the heck out of Rafa.
Can he put seven together? I mean, I've got no worries about the energy workload. Okay, in the second week you might have a flat one, but everyone has a flat one. Seems to me that the recipe for winning a slam is you've got to win the ones where you're flat. Now, I can't imagine, given where he's been, what he's dealt with, etc., he's going to be too fatigued just at the present time.
No, I'm only just thinking you just don't want a little twinge somewhere, that's all, because he got to the semis last week, won it this week, so he's had, what, nine matches over 13, 14 days, flies today, flies yesterday, plays best of five today. Oh, just given his history, that's all. But certainly, the you know, he feeds off the crowd. He loves the crowd. The crowd loves him. And look, and this is the beauty. I reckon there's a few Aussies that can really do some damage. And especially, you know, I look at Dimina's draw in the bottom half. I think it's very open. You know, you've got Popper going around too. There's a few Aussies that they're not going to just be happy to win a match. They're going to be trying to go pretty deep this year.
Jono, sounds like a dumb question on the face value of it, but the expectations on Barty going into this tournament, you know, is it like, is winning it her only pass mark? She actually comes up against what I think is a pretty tough opponent in the first round. Lucia Cherenko, Jared, can can really play. I think last time they played at the Australian Open, she won the first set. Ash had to come from a set down. And we know, you know, winning your home slam is hard enough. Jono, how are you viewing her tournament going in?
Jono has put, can I just preface his answer by saying my understanding from one of the major bookmakers around town is that Jono has sold his house and put the whole lot on Ash Barty. Sorry, Jono, to interrupt.
No, look, another one I've taken to the bank here. You know, I'm 0 for 1. So, but look, no, I think, and Sam, look, she, for me, is coming in far and away ahead of the others. And where she is from where she was 12 months ago, she's had an outstanding year, won 5 tournaments, won Wimbledon, you know, massive, what a massive sort of, not monkey off her back at all, but to win her second slam and to win Wimbledon, and then, you know, and then the months she's had off at the end have only freshened her up, and she's played one time since she's been back here in the home ground conditions and won the tournament. And I think the other girls just aren't stringing it together like her. And I think the conditions, I think she's going to embrace them. I'm not just saying it as an Australian. I just see her just on form and game as being a fair way ahead of the rest of the field.
Well, what have we got tonight, Jono? What have we got to look forward to tonight?
Yeah, so Milman's playing. He's on Margaret Court Place.
Feliciano. What a great name, yeah, Feliciano.
And he's been playing a lot of years. I don't know. I think he's played about 70 slams in a row. Gee. He's tournament director in Madrid, so he's doing double time. And Ayla Tomljanovic plays Paula Badoza from Spain, who won last week in Sydney, won Indian Wells last year. So that is a really tough matchup. Big night. And tomorrow's schedule, there's some cracker matches tomorrow. I got to say, you know, you'll see a lot of Aussies playing. Dimonor will be playing. Musetti, you've got...
who's the best player in Australia right now, Jono? And I want to preface this by saying that if Kokkinakis can get to the second week, it could well be the best thing that has ever happened to Nick Kyrgios.
Yeah, look, I think at the moment when you look on rankings, you know, so Kokkinakis has got he's got a bullet beside him. He's going up fast. You've got Dimonor played probably the best I saw him play in the last 12 months in the ATP Cup and just relishing this atmosphere and, as I say, a pretty good draw. Then you've got Popper, who, and these guys that are going to... And look, Duckworth went down today. He lost in 5 to Manorino. You know, there's just a few that are, as I say, they're going deep and playing well, which almost makes Nick, you know, back in the pack a little bit. And I don't, obviously, I think, you know, we all love him as a player, but gee, what a poor preparation. Not all his fault because he's had COVID, but he's really plays tomorrow night after really, you know, doing a week in ISO, so that's not too pretty for him.
But do you think if Cocky, let's say he went on and got the semifinals, do you think it may supercharge the competitiveness in Kyrgios, Scoop? You don't think so?
No.
I wouldn't be surprised. I think they've come through together and... Kyrgios has been the man for a long time.
I think if the competitive spirit was going to be charged, Jared, it would have been charged.
Oh, you never know. Remember when
Tomic... Go by evidence.
Yeah, but Tomic actually challenged him the other day and he snapped back.
Tomic still thinks he can win a slam.
I realise that. All right.
Tomic's leaning on another point.
I just got a feeling it could be the best thing that's happened to him.
I'm
getting focused, Jono.
Yeah, I'm a bit in your camp on that, Jared, because I think when you're mates, when you're really close mates, you know, there's an element that you're, and this is the tough thing on tennis, you've got to play your mate so often and you're in the same field as them. You know, you're happy for him, but gee, it makes you want to go a bit better.
Well, geez, how disappointing that would be if it's going to take one of his mates being better than him to charge his Grand Slam.
Doesn't matter how it gets there, as long as he gets
there. How disappointing that would be. Jono, great to have you on. 79 straight Grand Slam performances, Feliciano Lopez, by the way. He's also got the record for the most losses on the ATP Tour, but when you're playing every year, sometimes that happens.
Thanks, good stats.
Peter Johnson there, our resident tennis expert, the only man
Take it to the ATM. He's lost the bank status.
Really?
Yeah, no, you can't take it to the bank, John.
Big bet.
Not
big,
one.
The big bet on the woman trying to go for a home slam for the first time.
Yeah, well, that's he's a big bet. Had a good crack there.
Don't know if she wins it, Ash. Don't know if she wins
well, it. If she can get through...
I'll tell you what, I'll tell you.
Who's she playing in the fourth round?
Well, it was going to be Zabur, but it'll now be the Greek woman who played today.
She's playing. She is playing Osaka.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I was just going to say her biggest, in my opinion, her biggest competitor is Naomi Osaka.
Yeah.
I mean, she's seeded 14. But
yeah,
she's
and I think that's the fourth round.
Champ. Is it? Okay.
The winner of that probably wins it.
Yeah. Well, Sakkari, the Greek fifth seed today, she's going to be tough to beat as well.
Okay.
More sports after this.